Good morning. Welcome to our Saturday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about being peaceful and how God's desire is for us to live at peace with everyone as far as it's possible from our perspective, from our side, from our efforts. And so each day we've taken a look at what that peace ought to look like. I want to wrap up that week-long focus today, talking and praying about being peaceful in a way that surpasses understanding. It just surprises us. It surprises those that see that kind of peace in us. It's not a peace that makes sense. It's beyond the normal, the natural. We've all had times, I would guess, where we've seen something, heard something, and in our mind at least, we've said, that just doesn't make any sense. And in reality, what we're saying is, I don't understand that. That's the kind of peace that God gives us. Philippians 4 verses 6 through 7 give us an idea of how to have that kind of peace. He says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. The result? Well, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. It's an old song that would say, why worry when you can pray? And God's instruction to us is not to be anxious about anything. Now, I recognize I deal with anxiety. And many people do. And it's, for many, it's not a choice to worry about things. It's some internal mechanism that just develops those symptoms of anxiety. But it's verses like this, instructions from God like this, that helps me. To know a peace that surpasses understanding. Sure, I need meds from time to time. But through life, I'm reminded by God in those anxious moments to pray, to present my request to God, to let God in on the worries, the concerns, the difficulties, the confusion. With prayers and petitions, praising God, communicating with God, asking God, I let those requests be known with clarity to the best of my understanding of what's bringing the anxiety. It's easy to let anxiety take over, to let those anxious thoughts just build and grow, and unchecked, they and be very demanding. And so we deal with them in ways that are good and right, in ways that are helpful. And the good news of God's word is that He offers not always to remove the source of the anxiety, but to help us to live at peace that doesn't make sense. To realize we don't have to understand everything because, well, we can't. But if we walk hand in hand with the one who does understand, who does know everything, that's God, we ought to be able to walk with a greater sense of peace. It's like walking in the dark as a child with your hand in the hand of a parent. There's a sense of peace that they protect you, that they know what they're doing, but that doesn't mean that there's also not still a sense of fear of the dark, of the unknown, of what might be out there. But there's still peace. There's still confidence in the one whose hand that you hold. And that's what I believe God is talking about in the midst. We want things removed that are uncomfortable. We want things removed that are difficult. And God says, no, you're going to have trouble. Life's going to be difficult. Things are going to stress you out. But I'm there. Hold my hand and let me guide you through the valley of the shadow of death. Walk with me through the valley of giants. Listen to me as I give instruction, as I give counsel, as I give comfort. And in so doing, we find in God a peace that surpasses all understanding. And it's this peace. It's a peace that comes through our faith in Christ that does guard our heart and our mind. We recognize that life can be very messy. This world is not our home. We don't always fit in like we want to fit in. And so we pray. We make our requests known to God. And we listen. And we trust. We believe in faith that His promised care is present. That He never will leave us nor forsake us. That He cares for those who are His own. He loves in a way that exceeds the love of anyone else. And we step up and we walk in peace. We talk in peace. We live at peace. And we're able to live that peaceful and quiet life in all godliness when we accept the simple declaration that I don't have to understand this. God does. and even the peace that he gives me. I know where it comes from. I know how to seek it. I feel what it does. But it doesn't make sense from a human perspective. It's from God. A supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has warned us that we would experience trouble, difficulties, uncertainties, loss, things that would make any person anxious, would cause worry. And Father, those are natural responses to a lot of different things. And yet there are times where the anxiety and worry grow unnaturally. They become bigger than they ought to be. Our mind gets focused on them in such a way that we become paralyzed. And so, God, before we allow the troubles of this world to take us to that point, may we be reminded to pray, to make our requests known to you with prayers and petitions of all kinds. Asking you to search our heart, to test us, to see if there's any anxious way in us. Ways which lead us sometimes away from you, sometimes simply not with you. And help us in prayer to reach out and grab hold of your hand. To be okay with the peace that we experience not always making sense until we recognize that it's simply your peace. A peace that you give, not as the world gives, but a peace that's above and beyond. And so, God, I pray for myself and all of those who deal with the anxieties of life and struggle with it at times. Remind us of what we need to do. And in the midst of all of those anxious thoughts, fill us with a peace that surpasses all understanding. A peace that guards our heart and our mind in Christ Jesus. And in so doing, may we lift him up as the one who makes peace possible. That as we lift up him, Jesus would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. Last reminder, tomorrow, Sunday, July 26th, gathering at 10:30 a.m. here at the Deer Run Church of Christ, 2730 South Ironwood Drive, for our morning worship gathering celebrating 28 years as the Deer Run Church of Christ. The carry-in meal following, pulled pork and roast turkey, main course, asking others to bring generous dishes of sides and desserts to share. But a great time of fellowship, a great time of worshiping God. If you're not connected with a church home locally and you're in the Michiana area, come join us. If you are connected with a church home, be involved and build up the body of Christ where you worship with other believers. This has been our Saturday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.